time to bring your energy in. And as you do that, settle in, just relax. Give yourself a couple of nice deep breaths so that you can bring your awareness more deeply inside of you. Another breath. Close your eyes and let your focus gently come to your heart so that as you breathe, your heart energy is connected to your breath and you are there in the center of your physical body, but also there in the center of your compassion body, your connection body, so that when you are hearing the wonderful messages that Adiranda and Kryon bring, you are listening from a place that is fuller and richer, that contains the cells of awareness that we have been nurturing as we awaken, as we begin to find our way into this new world that we're creating. So take another breath. Open that compassionate heart, that clear, wonderful mind, and welcome the messages of Kryon and Adiranda.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence, dearest beings of light. We are so honored to be here with you. And as that honoring is coming in, that frequency is moving and flowing in that figure eight position, which we love. And it's coming out from you. It's going up. It's going in all directions. We would like to speak with you a bit today about expectations. What are your expectations of today? You will be inspired, enlightened, entertained, learn something, come away with a new lease on your life, a new connection, a new wherewithal with what the universe is and what is happening. Yes. Do you expect, as the dear friend Lee Carroll talked about time and how they've proven that time is a variable thing. It is not a constant nor linear. Do you know that your expectations can actually shift the frequency of time? Yes. When you expect to not have enough time and you feel overwhelmed and you expect that you're not going to be able to get everything done, then time sort of folds in upon itself. And when you have your expectations that you've got plenty of time and the energy is going slowly and smoothly and everything is completely free, then it is. I saw Marilyn was talking the other day about Sundays, how she loves Sundays she loves Sundays anyway. She loves every day. But when you have a Sunday where you're not doing anything, it just seems like it goes on and on and on, and that day lasts a long time. Well, the day is still 24 hours long. It is still measured in a specific time frame. However, her perception shifted. So Marilyn was making something that she's never made before since her mother passed away, which is called banana bread. Now, it was gluten-free, sugar-free banana bread, and she expected all the time she was making it, she was expecting it to taste just like when she made it for her dear mother who passed. And when you think of something that is gluten-free and something that is sugar-free, they use honey instead of sugar, you would think that your expectation might be that it would not taste quite as good as regular banana bread. However, Her expectation is that she would expect it to taste like what she would make for her mother at her mother's request. And you know what? It did. Now, did the expectation create that? Or did the gluten-free, sugar-free banana bread really taste like that? Only time will tell. We need an unbiased opinion here. So as you create that energy, and as you move forward in your world, we ask you, on one hand, to release all expectation, because expectation keeps you from being very present. To some, expectations of the way things are going to be actually can breed disappointment and frustration, because the world is changing so rapidly, things are never as they expect to be. And with that expectation, you are looking to change your perspective about something that has not happened yet. And then there's the belief of expecting miracles. Just expecting to everything to always be in that state of flow, everything to always be unfolding exactly as it needs to unfold, even though in your logical brain at that moment it may seem a little jangled at the point, but it smooths out and you think, oh, well, that was easy, like banana bread with gluten freeze and no sugar. Well, that was easy, and it tastes the same, because that is the expectation. So you see, expectation is sort of an anomaly, a little like what they talked earlier about Branson, Missouri, is a bit of an anomaly. Because your expectations, you can expect things to move forward easily and effortlessly and be in that flow and all the technology to work and all the energy to work and all that frequency to be perfect, just as your mother's banana bread. Or you can expect things to go wrong, or you expect this to happen and that to happen. And then, of course, that is what happens during what is that time period, Mercury's retrograde or something like that. And people start expecting everything to go wrong with technology. So therefore, it does. So what would happen, dearest beings of light, if you released all expectation? And then would Mercury retrograde have any power over you? No. It would be in the beauty of time as it is. Now, do sun flares and things like that have to do with electronics? Maybe. Or is that just your expectation of it? There is that school of thought that everything is an illusion, that this camera here is an illusion, and it is only broadcasting an illusion out to the world. And because you know what the vessel Marilyn and we look like when we are present with the vessel Marilyn, as she is the divine link, you are expectations of what she looks like. Or is that just the illusion? You see, we don't believe that there is an answer to that question. We believe that when you have that answer to that question, you have ascended. And you're still having your body, so you're not ascended yet. You see, your expectations of the way things ought to be, could be, would be, are expanding now with the reality that humanity is in right now, right here, as we are evolving and moving into a new dimensional frequency. This COVID thing is shifting the consciousness of humanity right now, and allowing humanity to take a pause. A vessel Marilyn takes a pause every day at 11:11 a.m. Central Time. And in that, she brings all that wish to join her into that same pause. She was listening to a Taoist report. You know, Tao. It is like a practice, like Buddhism. It can be a religion, but it is a practice. and they were talking about having a forest bath. Yes, a forest bath. And of course, the thought was, well, do you take a bath in the forest? Do you bring your bathtub into the forest and surround yourself with the trees and the nature? And they said, no, it is just walking through and allowing all of that nature to give you a sensory bath. And now, in some countries, they're doing that, charging a little money for it to keep the forests clean and taken care of. But in that capacity, you can actually do have that energy bath wherever you are, based upon your expectations. So you see, if you are walking outside and you expect the sun to be shining and it is not, you know that doesn't mean that the sun is missing. That means that the sun just is behind the clouds. Well, the energy bath is the same way. And your expectations of wherever you are, wherever you can be, if that expectation is that you are so present, that you are experiencing the joy of just breathing in and out of the air, watching the trees or watching the neighbors or watching the children or watching nothing, the birds, the insects, that is what will happen. Because that is the expectation. So what is the difference between expecting that and being so present and enjoying that? Ah, there is an illusion. So as you are accommodating that, and you're making it all up anyway, creating this illusion, why not just breathe into the possibility of creating the most wondrous illusion possible? That is what happens, you know. That puts you into that flow of miraculous, extraordinary moments that are becoming ordinary every moment of the day. That is what we believe expecting miracles are all about. That release that something has to be a certain way for it to be good or bad or indifferent. Instead, just allow yourself to be present. Allow yourself to expect presence within you. And the miraculous universe will then respond, just as time responds. And as that miraculous universe responds to your expectations of everything being miraculous, just as your expectations of time folding in upon itself or expanding, the universe, source, God, if you would, says yes. Says yes to you. So when you expect that, it happens. And when you expect that, and it doesn't seem to happen in the way you expect it to, that is when you release your expectations. And if we have confused you with all of this talk of expectations to know and not know, and have this and be here and have the illusion and not have the illusion and create the illusion and to know that it is just an illusion and it is not real anyway, dearest beings of light, you will entertain your brain with all of those thoughts. We will talk more about that. But for the time being, simply take a deep breath. Be present, expecting presence within you, through you, and all around you. And that presence is love. If you expect nothing, then it simply is love. We do not believe that is an illusion. Because we love you. Always. Infinitely. We see you. And until later, when the illusion comes back, we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are many who haven't really figured out what happens during a channel. Some who are very invested in the messages that you hear from channelers still consider them as text, learning. You'll write notes, you'll listen later, and you'll use those things in your life. That's one layer of what happens during channeling. But those who are more in tune with the rest of the story understand that every time there is a channel from Source, there are layers which occur for the human being, depending upon their receptivity to the layers. Some are simply information. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that is why they're there. That's where they're. Their life is, and they are wanting more all the time. The next layers have to do with energy. What's happening in addition to the information? Well, the first thing I want to tell you is there's a second layer of information. So if you were one of those, you realize that within the message, there are other messages given, not necessarily in the language that I'm speaking. The third and fourth layers on down have to do with energy. What happens during a channel that has nothing whatsoever to do with the information that is being spoken? Is it possible that a channel can create a field? Dear ones, that's exactly what we do, all of us. That's exactly what my partner has done, and Adaronda has done, and all of the council has done with her. And there are those who would listen, both live in an audience and also long distance, and even after the fact, the field exists because it is a quantum, multidimensional field. And I'll call it a field of allowance. It allows the human being to see things they could never see, to feel things they could never feel, to be in attributes that they never thought they could be in. Some see colors. Some have all manner of other situations. Some get answers. Some weep uncontrollably because they finally see love and they realize the truth of what the creative source has in their own soul. Some are overwhelmed because finally they see and feel the handout that we've talked about from the creative source, with free choice to take it or not take it, to have something you never had before, and that is control over fear and anxiety and worried. Some are starting to understand and feel, and that third and fourth, maybe in the fifth layer of the information and the energy being given, that there's so much more. It's life-changing. And then there are a few who sit and realize that a field is being created that gives the allowance, and every single cell of their body goes, oh, this would be a good time for the healing that I came for. Is it possible? that the channeling can create that kind of a circle of energy, of a field where even long distance, even after the fact, those who would come into the circle would be changed so much that they would have an allowance to heal their bodies when they didn't really understand how they would ever do it before. Ryan, where are you going with all of this? I seldom do this because these four channels, two today and two tomorrow, will be a milestone in my partner's life. I'm going to talk about healing. I'm going to give you today the four attributes of the body that have to do specifically with healing. In the second channel of the day, I'm going to identify the first two. The first channel of tomorrow, I'm going to identify the second two. The last channel of tomorrow, I give my partner new instructions for what he's supposed to do. Now, for those of you listening now, in any form, live or not, you will find a place where all of these four channelings will be together. And my partner has given that information, and it's on that which he calls his sight. Every single channel, I have told him, should go to that place and be free for the earth. And that's where they'll go. So you will hear all four if you choose, and it is your choice. I've just scared my partner. Is it possible that you can have anxiety during a channeling? And the answer is, he is a human, just like you. Maybe he doesn't want a new assignment, just like you. There are four attributes in this human body of yours and his. Two are obvious, and they're in three dimensions, and they are used constantly. Two are not obvious. You might say they belong to the metaphysical group. The first of the four we'll call chemistry, obvious. The chemistry is the main thrust of healers all over the planet who you know as medical personnel. In all of the hospitals, in all those who are trained, even those who are metaphysical must understand the chemistry of the body. The thrust that you have on the planet at the moment is that it's the chemistry that is that which is alterable in order to cure the diseases that you may have. And you know what I'm talking about. Allopathic medicine, reactive medicine, call it what you wish. Some of it actually works very well, dear ones. You've made some amazing discoveries. But you still have a system where when you push one thing, something else reacts. You see, your body is interconnected as one thing. You cannot address one organ or one part of the chemistry of a system and not have something else then react. So it's always been this way, even from the smallest dosages of certain things that you would have to cause a reaction, there is always an additional reaction. That's the chemistry. That's perhaps the most three-dimensional part of the four that you would have. I'm going to identify the part of chemistry in the second channel that you're perhaps not aware of, that's still 3D. I'll get there. The second one is called inheritance. And you know exactly where I'm going with this one. finest doctors will see you and say, what did your mother or father have that I need to know about? Because there is the knowledge that you would have right now that in inheritance, quite often, there are the genes of disease. And so what happened in the past to your sisters and your brothers or your mother or your father may very well have been carried right into your body, and you expect the same. This has to do with the chemistry, of course, but it is the second part for good reason, and I'm going to identify why in a bit. Inheritance, to some of you, is a death sentence. You'll say, what good is it that I should even try to heal myself when I know my sister died of it and my mother died of it? Because it is simply built in to my humanism. It's part of my chemistry. It's part of my future. Is that right or wrong? And you know what I teach. But if you will go to the place of teaching today that is 3D, in the medical industry, they will say, yes, because your sister had it, because your mother had it, yes, you will probably get it. Here are the odds, and they're not good. What'll you do? Will you remove parts of your body, perhaps, so you won't get it? Will you go here or there? But there's no question. You say, none of those will say, and by the way, if you'd like to break that chain of inheritance, well, you can. You don't hear that. These first two are extremely three-dimensional, and they are what you see today in your major medicine. And then we get esoteric. The next two belong to you in a grand fashion and are never talked about in the medical industry and are the ones that start to come into play with the healers that may be watching this program. There are so many more than four, dear ones, but all of them will fall into categories of these four that I'm giving you. Number three is called the Akashic Template. It really, truly is a part of inheritance, but your Akashic inheritance is past life. What have you carried in from the past lives that would be an energy that may very well be a predisposition for you to go to the same places you did before and catch the same diseases you did before and have the same reactions? Is it possible? And the answer is, of course. Because the Akashic record carries your energy of action in the past lives. Those who are afraid of water today perhaps had drownings in many past lives. So what does it do? It creates a situation where you don't want to swim or you don't want to be by water. The same thing occurs when it comes to the anomalies of disease that might make you do things or think things or go places where you're more susceptible than not. Even in your trying to get away from the Akash, sometimes you walk right into it. You know what I'm speaking of. So the Akashic template has to be looked at when it comes to that which is your disease. Even if you back up to number two, which is your inheritance, take a look at perhaps the lineage of your Akash. Is it possible you have an inheritance in your Akash, even though it's not a chemical inheritance? Do you perhaps inherit attributes that you had? And you do. That's why artists become artists and singers become singers. Because it carries over so strongly. Well, so it does also in the predispositions of disease. What are you going to do about that? I'm going to discuss it tomorrow. The fourth one is the subject that I've always talked about and always will. We'll call it consciousness. Is it possible that what you think can change number one, and number two, and number three? And the answer is absolutely. Is it possible that what you think can make number one and number two worse? Absolutely. We taught you that in the last weeks when we said, I want to introduce you to the hypochondriac, who was afraid of many diseases and caught all of them on schedule. It's almost like the hypochondriac spends so much time being afraid of things that they pull it to themselves. Is it possible that consciousness can do that in both ways? Is it possible that you can rewrite the templates, change the chemistry? And the answer is yes. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. I want to tell you, dear ones, I've told my partner specifically, make these channelings free and available. This is not a plan to get you to watch tomorrow. I'm telling you, all of these will be available for you, dear ones, in a package to listen to back if you wish, very soon. Those listening later, after the fact of live, I would like to tell you, you have the same thing possible. All of these things are part of that which makes up the human soul, not the human in a live broadcast, the human forever, that is available for you. The fourth channel, the one that my partner is anxious about when I'm going to give him a new assignment, I will say to my partner, don't worry. But it won't be that easy. He's very human, you know. These are the healing channels. There's more than meets the eye. There's more coming than you know. I'll be back. And so it is.